This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden has hosted his first large event since being inaugurated in January. He held a party at the White House on Sunday in honor of the U.S. Independence Day holiday. In his remarks to those gathered, Biden said America is coming back together. He noted that Americans have been spending time together now that a vaccine for COVID-19 is widely available. He added, "Today we're closer than ever to declaring our independence from a deadly virus." The Biden administration had set a goal of 70% of Americans vaccinated by today's holiday. The nation got close. Well, at least about 67% have had at least one shot. Hundreds of guests showed up at the White House party to mingle and eat the traditional fare of the 4th of July, hamburgers. Among the guests were military families and essential workers who helped with the pandemic response. And in his remarks, Biden encouraged those who have not yet been vaccinated against the coronavirus to do so. He said, "It's the most patriotic thing you can do." Sunday also marked one of the first times that fencing, which had been erected around the White House during the anti-police violence protests in 2020 and in the wake of the January 6th assault on the Capitol building, was removed. Visitors can now walk up to the North Lawn fence in front of the White House. Preparations are underway for the demolition of a Florida condominium building that partially collapsed last week. This is ahead of an ongoing tropical storm that could hit Florida by Tuesday. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told reporters Sunday there's no specific time set for the demolition. She said the top priority is to pull down the remains of Champlain Tower South as soon as possible. And we've now been informed that it should happen within the next few hours. The 12-story building in Surfside, Florida collapsed on June 24th. This is VOA News.